Understanding the mystery of financial fortune in the kingdom.
Understanding.
I think God will give me grace this morning because of this interpretation. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the living Jesus.
Amen.
Understanding the mystery of financial fortune in the kingdom. Kingdom wealth is a mystery. Kingdom wealth is a mystery. And what do we mean by mystery?
It's
a hidden or secret truth. Not obvious to the understanding of natural men. Is a kingdom secret that is not obvious to the understanding of natural men. So that means it's only spiritual men that can access it. That is what we are told in Mark chapter 4 and verse 11. Unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom. But to them who are without, everything is done in parables. For you, you will access that mystery today. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10, he said, eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard. Neither has it come to the heart of men the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But the Spirit of God has revealed them to us. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yet the deep things of God. You don't find physical wealth on a bare floor. Gold are not found on the topsoil. Oils are not found on the topsoil. Diamonds are not found on the topsoil. It's in the deep. It's in the deep. So also is the wealth of God. You get it through deep, the deep. That's why I said deep, call it to the deep. The deeper we go with him, the greater our access. The deeper we go with him, the greater our access. But how do we contact this deep we are talking about? Number one, we must be saved. Not just being a church member, but being a member of the household of God. That is where we can have access to this mystery. That is why he said, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, I will give you rest. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. That means if you are not saved, you cannot learn from me. He said you will find rest for your soul. We can access this deep by being fed by the word. Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. We can also access the deep by being led by God's Spirit. That is why David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He make me to lie down in green pastures. So understanding of the mysteries is the gateway to financial fortune. Understanding has to do with insight into what God is saying. What God is saying, gaining insight into it. Gaining insight into what God is saying. So when you gain insight, you can access the deep things of God. Then you become a candidate for this kingdom wealth we are talking about. This wealth is not a function of achievement. It is not a function of accomplishment.
But a product of our alignment with the covenant. Because it is covenant wealth. It is covenant wealth. So when we understand what a covenant is, then we should go to rest. Anyone who understands the covenant will never contemplate divorce. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, a covenant is done by blood. Jesus shed his blood to enact the new covenant for us. And that new covenant has given us access to the things of God. That is why we are the heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Whatever belongs to Christ belongs to us. Whatever Christ can access, we can access it. Now, in a covenant, you know, from where I come from, we understand the covenant very well. If you're in a covenant with somebody, it simply means what the man owns belongs to you, and what you own belongs to that person. That is why when God asked Abraham, give me your son, he couldn't say no. They were in a covenant. They are covenant friends. Whatever belongs to God belongs to him. Whatever belongs to him belongs to God. That is why when you get married, what belongs to you belongs to your wife. And what belongs to your wife belongs to you. That is how strong the covenant is. So if you understand the covenant of financial fortune, you will know it cannot fail. But every provision comes with conditions. Every provision comes with conditions. Every covenant has demand attached to it. What you must do and what the other party must do. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
At the root of financial fortune is light from above. Is a function of light. Is a function of light. And is a function of law from within. Everyone that God bless in scripture are men of illumination. Are men that walk by the light of God's word. They are men that love God from their hearts. So they can access the wealth of God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 9.
He
said, for we know the grace of our Lord Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
That though he was rich, for your sake, he became poor. So that you, through his poverty, might be rich. For your sake. For my sake. He became poor. So that we can become rich. How did he do that? Through his debts. He received for us. Revelation chapter 5 and verse 12. He received for us glory. He received for us honor. He received for us riches. He received for us strength. So all the things he received is for us. That day we gave our life to Christ, we have circumcision of the heart. So we enter into a covenant with God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the living Jesus.
Hallelujah.
All through scripture we saw examples of men who love God, who walk with God, and who walk by light. We saw Abraham. The Bible tells us in Genesis chapter 12,
Genesis
verses 1 to 3, and the Lord said unto
Abraham,
leave your country, leave your family, leave your household, unto a place I will show you. He said, I will bless thee. I will make you great.
Nation.
And you will become a blessing.
In
you shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. And we are told God never failed. The wealth did not come until he entered into a covenant with God.
And
we are told in Genesis chapter 13 and verse
2.
And Abraham was rich in cattle, in silver, in gold. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And in Genesis 24, verse 1, Abraham was old and well stricken in age. And the Lord has blessed Abraham in all things through the covenant. And we are told in Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14, Christ has redeemed us from the cost of the law, being made a curse for us. For
curse
is everyone that is hung upon a tree, that the blessing of
Abraham
might come unto the nation through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. So the blood of Jesus linked us back to that covenant.
Jesus Christ.
So the covenant does not fail. It is not affected by circumstances. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That is why we are told in Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse
18.
He said, thou shalt remember the Lord your God. For it is he that gives you capacity to get
well.
Is the one that gives you ability to get well. Is the one that creates the opportunity to get well. Is the one that gives you the means to get well. That he may establish his covenant.
So
prove that the covenant is true. To prove that the covenant does not fail. It will not fail in your life. It will not fail in your life. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So financial fortune procures for us honor. That is why God wants us to be rich. God wants us to be blessed. Because when you see riches, you will see honor. Where you see riches that comes from God, you will see men of power. You will see men of influence. You will see men of favor. You
will
see men of comfort. Every form of discomfort in your life comes to an end today. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
With financial wealth, God gives us a voice. You know, the Bible tells us, even the neighbor of the poor man run away from him. He said his brothers run away from him. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That is why somebody can be a firstborn. And they are doing family meeting. Money is required. He doesn't have the money. He brings his idea. They will still tell him, let your brother Nnamdi come. When Nnamdi come, matter is settled. Because Nnamdi has the resources to back up the idea. That is why the Bible tells us there was a poor man who through his wisdom deliver his city. But no man remembers the poor man. No one
remembers the poor man.
God will empower you. God will give you a voice. In that family, God will give you a voice. In your community, God will give you a voice. In the church, God will give you a voice. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
But what is required of us to access this financial fortune? What is required of us to access this financial fortune? Because without financial fortune, we will suffer the way the world suffers. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Money is not evil, it's a neutral force. It carries the attitude of the one that owns it. If you are proud, if you have money, it's a booster. It will bring it out.
If you are
humble, you will remain humble. If you are kind, you will remain kind. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Bible says, darkness shall cover the earth. And gross darkness to people. He said, but you arise, shine, for your light is come. So we ride over this darkness by the mystery of God. By the mystery of God. So to access this world, we must be spiritually minded. There is a pathway to every destination. It is God that gives the condition how you can get this wealth. Because the wealth belongs to Him. So He's saying we must be spiritually minded. You know, in church we are full of phraseology, but here we don't know meaning of words that we speak constantly. What does it mean to be spiritually minded? It means to be God conscious. To be God conscious. If you want to get kingdom wealth, be God conscious, not money conscious. Don't be too conscious of what you are doing. Be conscious of God. He said, I am the Lord your God that gives you power to get well. I am the Lord your God that gives you power to get well. Romans chapter 8 and verse 6. He said, to be spiritually minded is life and peace. And to be carnally minded is death. So if you are spiritually minded, you are God conscious. You are God conscious. It means to be word controlled. The word of God controls you. It is God's word that controls you. It is what God's word that guides you. Number 3, it means to be spirit influenced. You are influenced by the Spirit of God. As many as are led by the Spirit, they are what? They are the sons of God. They are the spiritually matured. They are the spiritually matured sons of God. If you claim you are God, you are spiritually minded, you will be love driven. Love for God. Love for His house. Love for His people. Love for the less privileged. That is spiritual mindedness. That is spiritual mindedness. You think the way God thinks. You see what God will see. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the living Jesus.
Hallelujah.
First John chapter 4, verse 7 to 8. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God. And knoweth God. Verse 8. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. So we access this financial fortune, this covenant well, by being spiritually minded. If you are not spiritually minded, you will look for riches anywhere. If you are not God-minded, you will look for money anywhere. You can even sell your soul. Because you need money, you want money. But in this kingdom, we must be God-minded. We must be spiritually minded. Number two, how do we access this covenant well? Engage tirelessly in covenant practice. Engage tirelessly in covenant practice. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6 and 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6 and 8. But this I say, he who soweth sparingly shall also reap sparingly, and he who soweth bountifully shall also reap bountifully.
Praise
the Lord. I always forget somebody is interpreting. Praise the Lord. Verse 7. Every man according as he has proposed in his heart. So let him give not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Verse 8. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. Continuous engagement in covenant practice. Always capitalize on every opportunity to give according to your level. Not to impress anybody. Between you and God. I served in a place where we don't have winners there. So I had to locate another church. And that church has a building project ongoing, abandoned. And we are three coppers in that church. We are the first set that collected 7-5, 2001. We became big men overnight with 7-5. Praise the Lord. And we mobilized ourselves. And we began to build the church little by little. Some even got money from different sources. We plastered the church. Praise the Lord. By the time we finish our service year, I have this confidence. I will never lack any good thing. I have this confidence. I will never pray to build a house. I have this confidence that the covenant keeping God is not a liar. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Covenant practice. Covenant practice. Every opportunity. You see, when you give, don't feel cheated when you are giving. Don't feel burdened when you are giving. How do you feel September when you are going to pay school fees? God said, empty your account. Several times, September, I've gathered money, God said, empty the account. And I have a son in private university at that time. You know, it is not public school. I will give it and empty it without feeling anything. In fact, I feel honored by God. I feel honored. And there was no lack one day. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
No lack. No luck. Imagine you have a budget of 7 million, maybe to pay school fees per session, and God says empty your account, and yet you never borrow, you never beg anyone. How much is your salary this month? Praise the Lord. The covenant works. The covenant works. The covenant works. If you are God conscious, covenant practice will be a lifestyle for you to
live.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Just last week, I asked myself, my wife, since 2007, that I asked her last, how much is your salary now? Just last week. How much is your salary now? As a level 14 officer, or how much is your salary now? God will lift you. If you believe God for 100% to take care of your family, God will make provision for it. If you believe it's 50-50, God will live in that realm of 50-50.
Okay, carry out the kingdom here.
These are the things we see in the life of those who have gone ahead of us. I was privileged to be ARP in 2016 in the state church in Oshogbo.
And one day I asked
my wife, what do we give our pastor? Because your resident pastor is your pastor. Abby, whosoever is the senior pastor is your pastor too. I said, what do we give? And you mentioned the money. I said, no. Give me a six-digit figure. I gave it without feeling any pain. Covenant practice. Covenant practice. Covenant practice. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He said, thou shalt honor your father, your mother, that your day may be long, that it may be well with you. You are living large in the city.
In the pudding, Ben.
And your family, your parents, they don't go to the farm, they won't eat.
My nigga, not going to attack him now.
You are not representing the gospel.
Ebo, mojo.
You are not representing the gospel. It is part of covenant practice. It is part of covenant practice. It is part of covenant practice. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
In your little way, help those who can pay school fees. In your own little way, This is how to access kingdom wealth. This is how to access kingdom wealth. He said, he that giveth to the poor, lendeth to the Lord. There was a time we needed house help before I came into ministry. That would be around 2007, 2008. We needed an house help. And they brought a woman brought her daughter. And I said, but she's supposed to be in school. She said, yeah, but there is no money. She's going to write junior work. Okay, how much is it? And I pay. I said, okay, go back. Go back to school. You should not be a house help.
After
the junior work, they brought her back again. I said, no. They said she doesn't want to go to school. I said, okay, what trade do you want to learn? She said, I want to learn hairdressing. How much is your master, did your master want to collect? I still paid. Go back. Covenant practice. Covenant practice. This is the kind of lifestyle that will make you not to struggle for money. You will run after money. Even when you are giving what seems to be your last in your account, you are not feeling it because you know the covenant cannot fail. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the living Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Number three, walk in financial integrity. Job chapter
22,
verse 21-25. He said, acquaint now yourself with God. And be at peace with him. Thereby good shall come unto thee. Please, let's move on. Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth. And lay up his words in your heart. If you return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. Thou shalt put away iniquity far from your tabernacle. Then shalt thou lay up gold as dust. And the gold of all fire as the stones of the brooks. Yeah, the Almighty shall be your defense. And you will have plenty of silver. Integrity. It entails honesty. It entails morality. It entails a life of accountability. It entails a life of simplicity. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Integrity. When you operate in integrity, God will always stand by you. You can sell your goods any amount you like. Nobody can question you. You don't need to lie about it. You don't need to tell anybody how much you bought it from Abba. This is how much I want to sell it. Don't say it's at cost price. I'm selling it to you. When you know you are lying, that is not integrity. Don't go and heat that thing from the bottom. You heat it so that it will not contain much rice. You understand what I'm saying now? You have already knocked out one quarter of the content. That is not integrity. Don't go and mix the palm oil with color. It is not integrity. It's a lifestyle of lies. Say quality and let people know it is quality. They will always come to you. They may run away at first. Later they will discover that this person's oil is original. That is integrity. Shun falsehood in your business. Shun falsehood in your business. It has no future. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Number four, this word come by seeking continuous guidance in your endeavors.
The
Bible says they task not when he led them.
As
through the deserts. He cleaved the rock for them. And water gushed out. Isaiah 48 and verse 21. They task not when he led them. If you claim God is leading you and for 4 years nothing is changing, you better go and pray again. They tasted not when he led them. Through the desert. He caused the water to flow out of the rock for them. Where you cannot get water because he's the one leading them, he brought out water. Divine guidance. In the 90s, my senior brother was working with cement company of Northern Nigeria, which was later named Sokoto Cement.
He
was an electrical engineer, and he saw his friend came back from Riyadh and began to tell him some things as though they were picking money on the streets. So he gave him money to process his papers. To show that God is not leading him, he had to change his name from Michael to Mikael to look as if he's a Muslim. The same week they got there, the Askaris, which is their police, came to raid the young man's apartment. He never knew that the young man, a son of a royal king in the north, is a drug peddler. So they had to run away through the door. He became a man on the streets. So, you always see Nigerians everywhere. You saw some of them washing cars and he joined them. An engineer. Praise the Lord. So he began to wash cars. And one day, he saw some huge amount of money, pounds sterling dollars in a car that he was washing. And when the owner of the car came back, he said, I found this money in your hand, in your car.
As at that time,
the man asked him, you are from where? I said, from Nigeria. I said, you know, you are not from Nigeria. He said, I'm from Nigeria. Then he asked him, are you my brother in Christ or my brother in Islam? Because God was not the one that led him there. He kept quiet. He couldn't answer that he's a Christian. And the young man said, calm down. When I'm in the U.S., I'm a Christian. When I come back home, I'm a Muslim. I know you are my brother in Christ. Go back home. So he came back to Nigeria that same year. In a dry land called Birnin Kebbi, he became a multimillionaire. He became somebody who traveled in and out. You only see his back. That's when you know that he just came back from London. He just came back from the U.S. They task not when he led them. When he leads them, they access financial fortune. The lines will fall onto them in pleasant places. When God leads them, they never lack. With all their stubbornness, because God was the one leading them in the wilderness, he kept providing for them. in spite of their stiff-neckedness. As long as they were going towards his direction, he kept providing for them. Every form of closed heaven over you comes to an end today. Comes to an end today. Comes to an end today.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So secure his guidance through his wisdom. Because wisdom is profitable to direct. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and verse
10.
Wisdom is profitable to direct. Wisdom is profitable to direct. He said, if the iron be blunt, if the iron is not sharpened, and you still fail to sharpen it, then you will just be struggling and struggling. Wisdom is profitable to direct. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You can access his leading through prayer of inquiry. He said, call unto me,
say
the Lord, I will answer you. And I will show you greater many things which thou knowest not. Jeremiah 33 and verse 3. Don't blame me for being too fast.
You see,
I used to be called, they used to call me Stammerer while growing up.
Okay.
Praise the Lord. But when God healed me, I became too fast. Yeah. I had to slow down for people to be able to interpret for me. Jam your hands together for Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Every slow tongue is loosed today. In the name of
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
To receive guidance, light your candle.
Proverbs 20:27.
The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord.
Feed
your spirit. Feed your spirit. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward part of the belly. That means God guides you by your own spirit. And in Psalm 18, verse 28 and 29. He said, the Lord will light my candle. My God will enlighten my darkness. Verse 29. Then I can go through the troop. I can run through the troop. And by my God, I can leap over the wall. When my spirit man is littered, I can go through any barrier that is standing between me and my financial fortune. Every form of stagnation comes to an end today. And finally, to access this financial fortune, keep rejoicing to access your returns. Keep rejoicing to access your returns. Deuteronomy 28, verse 47 to 48. He said, because you service not the Lord your God with joyfulness and gladness of heart. He said, therefore, for the abundance of things, verse 48, he said, therefore, you will serve your enemies, God forbid. That will not be you. Which the Lord shall send in hunger, in thirst, in nakedness. This is a picture of poverty. This is a picture of poverty. So that means sorrow of heart can create an atmosphere of lack and want. Calm down. The situation will not overwhelm you. The hardness will not break you. God will show up for you. That's why I said, let the people praise thee, O God. Let the people praise thee. He said, sing, O barren. Whether you are financially barren, whether you are physically barren, it says sin, joyfulness is required. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17 and 19.
He
said, although the fig tree will not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines. The labor of the olive shall fail. The field shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold. And there shall be no herd in the store. You know what he's simply saying? Even though my investment fails, If my career is stagnated, if I go to shop every day and I don't return with anything, he said, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. Somebody rejoice in the Lord. Somebody rejoice in the Lord. He said, he does not call for depression. He does not call for sorrow. Because to him that is joined to the living, there is hope. As long as you are alive, God is alive. As long as you are alive, God will show up for you. So calm down. God is not true with you. God is not true with you. Verse 18.
Okay,
he said, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will join in the God of my salvation. Verse 19. The Lord God is my strength, is not my problem. The Lord God is my strength, is not my enemy. I don't need to say, Lord, where is your face? No, his face is always there. Because it will make my feet like his feet.
Okay.
It will make me to walk upon my high places. As I rejoice in him, he will show me the way.
Okay.
I shall rejoice with him. He will reveal the way to me.
Okay.
As I rejoice in him, the earth shall yield that increase. That verse 19, please.
Okay.
He said to the chief singer on my string instrument.
No, no, Pablo.
This is not just a confession. Compose it into a song for me and let it be my song.
What am I, Boma?
Let it be the song that I sing every day. Let it be my lifestyle. When I wake, let me sing this. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So we need to keep our joy alive by focusing on the covenants. Focus on the covenants. Psalm 89 and verse 34. He said, my covenant will I not break, nor alter anything that have come out of my mouth. God is not a liar. God is not a robber. God is not a deceiver. God does not take from you. My covenant will I not break. So focus on the covenant. The covenant cannot fail. It is a blood covenant. In every equation, God is the constant. We are the variables. God never changed. He said he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He said, I am the Lord, I change not. He said, that is why you are not even consumed. The situation will not consume you. The hardness will not consume you. In the midst of this hardness, you will keep going forward. When men are protesting in failure, you will be advancing in success. You will be advancing in prosperity. You will keep going forward. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 74, verse 20 and 21. He said, have respect unto your covenant. For the dark place of the earth are full of habitation of cruelty. Have respect to your covenant. If you are a covenant practitioner, you tell God, have respect unto your covenant. Let not the oppressed return ashamed. Let the poor and the needy praise your name. They will praise your name when you change their story. They will praise your name when you lift them up. They will praise your name when you open doors of financial prosperity. Focus on the covenants. Not on the situation. Not on what you are going through. God said to Abraham, look from where you are, not at where you are. Look from where you are. Look from where you are. That is why we are told in Romans 4, 20 and 21. He said he staggered not at the promise of God. He did not stagger at his covenants. But he was strong in faith, giving glory unto the Lord. Being fully persuaded what God has promised is able to perform. To keep your joy alive, meditate on God's past acts. Have you done anything wonderful in your life before? Stop focusing on what God has not done. Focus on what God has done for you. That is how to keep your joy alive. That is why in 1 Samuel chapter 17 and verse 34, David said, the Lord that delivered me from the bears and the lions, when I kept my father's sheep, he was meditating on the act of God. So he was not discouraged by those around him. And finally, see a prosperous tomorrow. Now, if you want to keep your joy alive, see a prosperous tomorrow. See a prosperous tomorrow. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2. Hebrews 12, 2. He said, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. He said, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame. And he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Who for the joy that was set before him? What picture of the future can you see about you? What picture of your future do you see? I see a picture of being a lender. I see a picture of a distributor. I see a future of being the eyes to the blind, legs to the lame, ears to the deaf. Praise the Lord. Job speaking in Job 29, verse 3 to 5. He said, when I was in my youth, when the light of God shined upon my tabernacle, when by his light I walked through darkness, when the secret of God was upon my tabernacle, when I have access to this mystery of God, when the Almighty was yet about me, when my children were about me, verse 6. When I wash myself with butter and the rock, pour me out of oil. When I went out to the gate through the city, when I prepared my seat in the streets, the young men saw me and hid themselves, and the aged arose and stood up for me. That is what the mystery of God can do for us. You have not arrived. You are just on a journey. This city will not be complete until you build your own house. This city will not be complete until you build more houses. This city will not be complete until you are recognized. In the name of Jesus, the God of our father, Bishop Oyedepo, the God of this commission, the God that has been blessing this commission, that same God will show up for you this month. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
When you sleep, he will speak with you. When you are awake, he will communicate with you. When you walk, he will show you the way. Rise on your feet. Rise on your feet. Give God thanks. Give him glory. Magnify him. Give him all the praise. Appreciate him. His name. Father, we thank you. Father, we give you glory. Father, we give you praise. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
You are here, you are not born again. He said, come to me, all you that labor heavily, and I will give you rest. That is when I can teach you my ways. That is when you can have access to my mysteries. We all gave our life to Christ one time or the other. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And God has been advancing us. God has been advancing us. He never failed. Since 1988 that I received him as a secondary school boy, This God has never failed. God is my witness. I lie not. For the past 20 years, I've never asked God for anything. Oh, give me this. No. I walk by the covenant. By the covenant. So all let's bow, eyes closed. We want to
give the secret
and say, Lord, come into my life. Or you are once born again, you want to rededicate your life to Jesus. Just put your right hand on your chest and say after me, Lord Jesus. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Deliver me from evil. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. I believe you died for me and you are raised for my justification. With a heart, man believes, and with a mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Thank you for saving me. Now I'm born again. I'm a child of God. I'm a member of God's household. Thank you for saving me. To you alone be all the glory. I rededicate my life to you today. In Jesus' mighty name.
Jesus.
If you pray that prayer with me wherever you are, just please step forward. Step forward here. Let the ushers help them.